Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Improvised Title Podcast, also known as What the Heck, What the Crap, What the Heck, What the Heck! So I have with me special guest, Jesse Harsh. Jesse, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Jesse Harsh, like Truman said. I know him from school, and I'm 18.
18 years young, I hear you.
18 years young, yeah. So I'm told.
So this podcast is all about shooting the breeze, shooting the fleas, shooting my knees.
Have you had your knees shot out?
Yeah, I was offered $2,000 to go on a little hunting excursion.
Little did you know.
I was the hunter, yeah.
We've all been there, don't worry.
But it was $2,000, and the surgery was only about $4,000. So I came out about like $2,000 richer.
I'm not a mathematician, but yeah.
Yeah, statistically speaking. Yeah, that's something I've noticed. You can just add statistically speaking to the end of anything.
And people won't argue with you.
Yeah, it sounds more reliable.
How you argue with your math professor.
Yeah, well, I mean, it works every time.
Statistically
speaking, you will never lose an argument.
Statistically speaking, pigs can't fly. What are you going to say to that?
I can't. Yeah. There's nothing that I can say. Yeah. Have you ever seen a pig aviator?
The stats have.
Have you ever not seen one?
No, I haven't.
Exactly.
Have you ever seen a UFO?
I have not.
No, I haven't either. I was really curious. I want to see a UFO.
I want to believe.
I want to believe.
Have you ever seen the X-Files?
I'm an X-File, yeah, have you?
I have not, no.
You have not, it is not for the...
Faint of spirit.
It is a little edgy, I shall say that, a little edgy.
The new ones or the original?
The classics are the best ones.
Yeah.
They actually, fun fact, the season 4 episode 1 of X-Files, you probably know this, it's called Home.
Oh.
I don't want to make this PG-13, is this anyone's?
Not that I know of.
Cool, I'm just going to hold it. I don't know.
Yeah. You can play it if you want.
I can't. The thing is, it's called Home, and fun fact, is the first rated MA episode in TV history.
Of any television?
In the late 90s. It was the first time they had to have a viewer's discretion because it had a lot of weird crap in it.
Crazy.
So, yeah. Check it out at xfiles.com if you want to.
xfiles.com/tvma.
TVMA.
.org.
18 and older.
.com.
.com. .org.gov.
.org.com.gov.
.gov. To make it official.
.gov.
Yeah, they're always watching the government.
Yeah, which is what the X-Files is all about.
It's all about the X-Files,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah.
People call it fiction. I call it.
I call it the
history,
truth.
The history of the U.S.
Yeah. The U.S. The United States.
The United States. Is there another U.S.? United Soviets, probably.
Ugly Sons of Hex.
Sons of Hex? All one word.
Yeah. Ugly. There's also Underwear Stitchers.
Underwear Stitchers. Outstanding.
Outstanding. Outstanding.
Outstanding. Yeah. I played myself there for a second because I didn't make the word. But yeah, X-Files, check it out. On the term of TV shows, what's the hot new one to watch, according to you?
Hot new one to watch, it's not new, per se. There is, first of all, hot new one to watch. I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson, sketch comedy show on Netflix. Very funny. I Think You Should Leave.
Okay. Is it on
by
Netflix?
Tim Robinson, with Tim Robinson. It is on Netflix. It's a Netflix original.
They do a lot of those. Some of them are pretty, pretty funny.
Yeah. But honestly, though, the top TV show I would recommend right now is Nathan For You.
I hear you tell me about that.
I told you about it already.
Amazing things.
So good. I love that show. Very, very funny.
Do you watch Shark Tank?
I do not. Not regularly. But I've seen some.
So you've seen some.
I know how
it
is. Yeah.
So for those people who live in the American system, that shows the American dream. Crawling to investors and groveling until they give you money or a product you made in your mother's basement, let's be fair.
$6,000 for a 99% share in my company.
What do you sell?
I sell big ol' hugs. Big ol' hugs from the big man himself.
Now, here's
that's right, we've hired God. to give our customers hugs.
How will this procedure work? Do I pay online or in person, or do I pay with hugs?
We take hugs. We take hugs and give hugs.
Take and give hugs.
Yeah.
So you hired God.
Yes.
Who is he played regularly by the same person, or is it like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday shift and a Tuesday, Thursday?
No, it's the man himself.
The man himself. Yeah. You got the man himself.
Yeah. He did ask for Sundays off, which is fair.
Which is fair. You can't always have it, but Chick-fil-A workers and God can't have Sunday off.
Yes. Yeah.
Speaking of Chick-fil-A workers.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about that. Have you ever wondered why there isn't a Christian chicken restaurant out there?
Well, you know what? That leads us right into our sponsor for the week. Our first sponsor is Taylorsville Chick-fil-A. Make sure you go to Taylorsville. The Taylorsville is the best one. Corner of Redwood, and it's not on a corner. But it's on Redwood Road.
It's pretty close to a corner.
It's close to a corner.
Fairly close.
It's close to two corners,
actually.
You can
see a corner from the restaurant.
You can see four corners.
The four corners. Not the
four corners of the earth.
Yeah, basically. But actually, there's a health department warrant out for the Murray Chick-fil-A, so do not go to that one.
Seriously?
No, there's
not. Oh, okay. No, there are, though, because they found poisonous rats.
Turns out it was just the workers.
Yeah. God. So for the viewers who don't know who, I have no idea who would be viewing this at all, ever, but viewers who don't know, Murray Chick-fil-A, we work at the Taylorsville Chick-fil-A, Jesse yeah. Harsh and Truman Barnes, ourselves, work at the Taylorsville
Chick-fil-A. You basically run it. Like,
yeah, pretty much. I mean, it goes like Matt, sorry, it goes Janaea, and then Matt, and then George.
And then us two.
And then the two of us, kind of on the
then, like,
right
the,
below.
The meager manager.
And then everyone else is way down below.
Yeah.
I don't know, Matt's probably below George.
At this point, yeah.
Yeah. Even though he's the owner. I haven't seen him there.
Matt? He doesn't show up unless it's for meetings or if he wants to fire somebody.
Speaking of meetings, I don't know what I'm going to say. But you mentioned home earlier.
Home, yeah.
The episode. That reminds me of, did you ever see that DreamWorks movie, Home? With J-Lo, not J-Lo, Rihanna.
Rihanna. Yeah, the weird alien and the black girl.
Yeah.
Not the same chasing one, but yeah, the black girl.
Did you see it?
Yes, I did.
What did you think of it?
I really like the song Toward the Sun, the soundtrack thing.
Yeah.
I thought it was weird. I thought it had a really big Megamind and Monsters and Aliens. Aspect to it, to the point where the bad guy was really, in the movie, you notice the bad guy, right, is really enamored by Earth material, right, and uses it for weird crap that they should be used for. Huh. Same thing with Monsters and Aliens villain. And when it comes to, what was the other one I referred to? Megamind. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that has to do with Megamind, but...
Well, no, I see what you mean with, like, the stuff in the city. Yeah.
So...
But I would definitely relate it to Monsters versus Aliens more than Megamind, because I really, really like Megamind, and
awesome.
I do not like this movie.
You don't like this movie?
No.
I don't like it either.
I love the book that it's based on, though.
There's a book?
Yes. True Meaning of Smek Day.
There's a book called The True Meaning of Smek Day.
It is so good. It's the tone of it is much different from the movie,
okay,
which is the thing that I like the best. I don't remember, like, how the movie opens, but in the book, it's, like, 5 years after the alien invasion.
And this is, like, when it happened, correct? Or is this...
Well, no, it's 5 years after the alien invasion, and she's writing a book report. Not a book report, but a report of on the true meaning of Smek Day. Because Smek Day is the name of the holiday that they put in place...
The alien
because
overlords.
Of Captain Smek.
But
yeah.
Here's a question, my dear friend.
Uh-huh.
Is Rihanna in the book?
No. But you know who is? You know who is? J-Lo.
Really?
Yes.
J-Lo as in...
J-Lo as in Jennifer Lopez. For those of you who don't know, Jennifer Lopez is in this.
I get her mixed up with Queen Bee, the Beyonce.
Really?
A little bit.
Huh.
A little bit.
But here's the way that she's in the book. Because the alien who she befriends, befriends, gratuity, Tip, befriends, They're like, what is your human? Is like, what is your name? And then he just rattles off. She asks him, what is your name? And he's like, oh, you know, doing weird noises and stuff. And it's like, do you have like a human name? And it's like, oh, well, I think that, because, you know, he speaks weird. But basically he says, I decided to choose one that a celebrity had because it seemed that like that would be one that is super popular and everyone would have. So my name is J-Lo.
That's funny.
Wherefore too, my name is J-Lo.
Oh, his vocabulary is pretty funny in the movie. I remember that.
Yeah, but it's better in the book. It's better in the book. It's better when you're reading it.
So are we saying Truman's Book Club, Stamp of the Day?
Truman's Book Club, Stamp of the Day. Definitely goes to a Trumaning of Smack Day. We have to do the stamp song. Play us with a little bit of that stamp song.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And that is the stamp song. Which means that we did just give it the official Truman Barnes improvised title podcast book stamp.
It's official. It's very official. We don't get the same recognition as the Oprah book. But like too much fame.
Yeah, it's all gone to her head. If I'm being honest.
And her hair. Have you seen her hair lately?
I don't know whose banana this is, but it's mine now. I'm eating it.
If for the people who can't see right now, Truman is
crazy. I am going to eat a banana.
Sound of gluttony, my friends. Gluttony. Anyways, movie of the week.
And did I know you see Shazam?
I did see Shazam. Now, people want us. I feel like our listeners would expect Endgame.
An Endgame review. Unfortunately, that's going to be too spoiler heavy if we go into even a little bit.
Have you seen it?
I have not. I've seen it on Wednesday with Thomas and Kat.
Okay.
Should be good.
So, my review is...
Okay.
It didn't feel like 3 hours. Now, everyone was worried that it would be 3 hours holding in your bladder kind of thing. But I feel like...
Here's the secret. Release your bladder.
Release it, yeah.
You have clean pants at home, wussies!
Dude, or better yet, dump the popcorn out of the bucket, okay? There you go.
An empty bladder. Eat the popcorn.
Before you have to empty the bladder? What if it's an emergency?
Well, here's the thing.
These are what we call ethical discussions.
You say, because popcorn is salty. It'll dry up.
Oh, yeah.
Dry it up.
That's just science. That's
eat the popcorn, and then drink, and then you're like, oh no, now I need to pee and poo because of the popcorn. Sorry for anyone who's a little measly stomach here, but take your bottle of Coke. Take your popcorn bucket. And then use it to save your seat and go use the bathroom because it's not that big of a deal if you miss a little bit of it. Just go see it again.
That's true. And also, you can't miss 1 second of the movie.
It is illegal to miss one second of this movie.
It's really fulfilling. If you've seen The Lord of the Rings, it sort of ends like the third book movie. It wraps everything together perfectly.
Speaking of wrapping everything together perfectly.
Christmas is coming up.
Sure. Star Wars 9. Is due to be the last episode in the saga.
I hear there's going to be spin-offs, but this is the last Luke, the Skywalker saga. And it is going to be called, in fact, The Rise of Skywalker.
Which I thought was interesting, because Rise for the last episode? Rise? You know? You didn't think that was weird?
I'm not reading. I'm not registering.
Because Rise exemplifies a beginning.
Oh, you know? I hear you. Maybe it's like one defiant last stand, like one more rise of the Skywalkers, you know what I mean? One last oomph.
I guess.
You hear my oomph?
I did hear you.
Here's what begs the question. You don't even have to watch the trailer, but with that title alone, is Rey a Skywalker?
How would she be related to the Skywalkers?
Well, I took health class, so did you. Luke probably had a kid.
Okay.
Her name's Rey.
Who would Luke have a kid with? I don't want that to be the answer.
Well, he kissed his sister. I'm not saying I want this to happen. Because
I really... Gross, dude!
I'm sorry.
In The Last Jedi, I really liked how Kylo Ren was saying, hey, you know, your parents are nothing.
Right, they were just like, they just sold you on Jakku.
They were no one significant. For beer money. And I like that.
Is he telling the truth, or is he just telling you that to throw her off the scent?
Whoever she is. That might be true, and I feel like that's the thing that a lot of people are going towards. But a lot of people thought the same thing about the, no, Luke, I am your father. A lot of people were thinking that about I was talking to my dad and some other of his friends who were growing up in that time, they were all like, nah, he's lying. There's no way that he's just doing it to manipulate him. But then, no, he actually was.
He just stuck with his guns.
I really like that. I would love it if she wasn't, because that proves that you don't have to be part of this lineage to really mean something to the Force, and have the Force mean something to you.
True, and be, like, being a main character and having, like, that lineage thing. Because, like, yeah. Han Solo sort of has the Force, because he married Leia. Like, he's strong with the Force.
Sure.
Maybe he doesn't have the Force, but he's strong with the Force.
Yeah.
But here's another question for you, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what begs the question. You know how Luke narrates the trailer and says, no one's ever really gone? You hear the Emperor's
No one's ever really gone.
Right, you're,
no one's ever really
we're
gone.
Really, we're assuming it's in Hawaii. You say that over
No one's ever really gone. No one
I'm
is
not,
ever really gone.
I'm not reading. I'm not registering.
No one's ever really gone.
Okay. So the Emperor's Lap.
They
will, here's what I won't like, but they'll have Kylo Ren turn good with the redemption arc, and they'll defeat the Emperor together, which is a little retarded, like on the retarded side, because I really want Kylo Ren and
if you say Rey. if you say retarded, the sponsors are gonna drop out, and we do not want our sponsors to drop out. We need money. We're doing this for the money. Not gonna lie, we are doing this purely.
That's our segue. I only said that because that's our segue.
Is segue into the sponsor. First sponsor, Chick-fil-A Taylorsville. Love you so much. Please forgive us that we said retarded. But the second sponsor is right. Actually the National Autism Center. So, again, really sorry, you guys. But,
do they have the theme song?
They do. Let's hear National Autism Center theme song sponsor.
Four,
take it away.
Three, two, one.
No. It's okay. We can try again. We can learn and we can grow.
Two, three, four,
and
one.
And that was the song for that. Again, we're really sorry. I'm really sorry, personally.
I apologize. Please don't fire me.
Comedic integrity. I don't have the authority to fire you. You're just a special guest.
Oh, that's right. I mean, this is a one-time gig. Why would we bring... Oh, yeah, so, sorry. It would be really stupid... Not stupid. It's 2019. What can I say? Really not...
You can say stupid.
Stupid of her.
Hey, if anyone who is stupid is listening to this and gets offended by that,
just
don't be offended. You're stupid.
So, I feel like that shouldn't happen. Speaking of which, did you like Han Solo? Solo, the movie?
I didn't see it.
It was very controversial. It was very split down this fan base.
Yeah. Did you like it?
I really enjoyed it. It wasn't a Star Wars movie, it was more like a Wild West, like, adventure movie, so.
It
was a nice turn.
Well, here's the thing. I love, probably my favorite directors working right now, other than Edgar Wright and Wes Anderson, are Phil Lord and Chris Miller.
So, for those who are offended, and rightly so, he did not mention Steven Spielberg, or Ronnie Howard, or Christopher Nolan, and or Peter Jackson.
Okay. Those people are all great, but I've never seen a single Christopher Nolan movie.
You haven't seen the Batman trilogy?
I have not seen the Batman trilogy.
We can't talk about movies. Have you seen the new one about Dunkirk?
I have not seen Dunkirk. But anyway, because I'm coming from a comedic standpoint.
That's right.
Everything that I know and do, it's for the sake of comedy. That's why I liked The Last Jedi. I thought it was very funny.
It was very funny. But the director of Dumb and Dumber, who directed this Green Book movie, who won an Oscar for it. He's extremely funny.
What's his name?
Peter Farav?
Faber. I know who you're talking about.
Okay. You have a mental image of the guy.
Yeah. Well, I know who you're talking. I don't know what he looks like even a little bit. Mm. But are you familiar with the works of Phil Lord and Chris Miller?
I do not.
They did the Lego movie.
Okay.
They did Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, then
they did
amazing. Yeah.
21 Jump Street.
Did they do 22 Jump Street?
They did 22 Jump Street.
Okay, because 22 Jump Street wasn't as good as 21 Jump Street, but it was so good.
But
have you seen 21 Jump Street?
No, I have not.
Have you seen 22 Jump Street?
No.
Okay.
But I have seen Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse and the Lego movie. The Lego movie. And Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. Did you see that movie?
I did. The first one's amazing.
Yes. And they did the first one. So, They are my favorite directors working right now, probably. They're up there for sure. And they were originally signed on to do Solo.
They didn't do Solo.
They were signed on to do it, but then they wanted to make it funny. And the Star Wars people were like, that's too funny. We can't have you do that.
Well, why don't they just tone it back? Tone it back, brother.
They did. And then they submitted another script. And they were like, no, sorry. We're just going to bring on some people who will... We'll get to bring on director for hires. And just send you away to make Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
That was
which
amazing.
It was a good move because it was so good.
Better than Homecoming, dare I say. And a lot of people agree with that.
Yeah. Did you see the Lego Movie 2?
No, I did not. But I'm happy to say I saw Batman Lego Movie, which was the best out of all.
The Lego Batman Movie, very funny. You know what? Let's take a little bit of a different direction with this podcast, which I have no idea what this is about. First episode, by the way. Thanks everyone who's stuck through listening every single episode. This is episode number one. So thanks to everyone who's still listening 21 minutes into this.
I haven't given up on this.
Yeah.
Unlike my mother.
Even though I started it as if I've made more episodes than just this.
I thought, I'm a special guest, and I thought you made more
episodes
than
this. Are you a listener of the podcast?
I am now.
Yeah.
I'm your first listener, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, besides me. And you,
hey,
Mr.
Or
no. You're probably a mister, though. Honestly, what girls would listen? Let's not go into that.
That's another one.
Top five superhero movies of all time.
Now, I want you to know that this is just my opinion, but it is right.
Okay.
So, number five.
Okay.
This is hard. I grew up watching the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
Very good. Very good movies. Really captured the essence of what it is to Spider-Man.
Correct. The first one with Green Goblin.
Okay.
Probably my fifth favorite. Would be the number five on my list.
Spider-Man 1, okay.
Number four would have to go to Guardians of the Galaxy, the first movie.
Okay.
And then, number three would be the first Iron Man. And then number two is the latest and greatest Avengers Endgame.
Okay.
And the very best superhero ever made, the one that broke box office records and revolutionized, the first of its kind.
Lego Batman movie.
No, the Avengers.
The first Avengers.
Okay. The best one. Animated, though? I can make a whole list about animated superhero movies. But yeah, no, your turn.
My list includes animated.
Okay.
So, tied for fourth place are Thor Ragnarok.
I love it.
And Shazam.
Okay. Shazam would be in my top 10. It would be like 7 or 6 up there. Because that was such a good show.
Very good.
I agree.
So yeah, that's tied for fourth place. Thor was so funny.
Thor Ragnarok.
So funny.
It's one of the few movies I couldn't breathe. I was laughing so much and so frequently.
Yeah, there's that one joke where it's like, a long time ago when we were kids, I really liked snakes, and then he turned himself into a snake, and I was like, I went over to it to examine it because I like snakes, and then he turned himself into himself and was like, God, it's me, and stabbed me. That, I was laughing so hard, and the way he kind of whispers it,
like, it's something traumatic.
So funny.
Yeah.
So good. And the weekend, it just goes in quick and he's like, God, it's me. Stab me. You know.
His chemistry with Loki and Tom Hiddleston, the actor.
Yeah.
Those two work really well.
Yeah. Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth.
Speaking of Chris Hemsworth, Men in Black. The new Men in Black.
International. Right.
It looks all right. I mean, Tessa Thompson and Chris Hemsworth.
They've worked together before, right?
It's great. They're great actors.
Now, for those who, you know...
But it just looks bad.
Like Men in Black. Imagine Men in Black with Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones, but with no Will Smith.
Or Tommy Lee Jones.
So everything you love is internationalized.
But
they have Emma Thompson and Liam Neeson.
Everything you love about that movie is gone.
Will Smith, the charming character with the grumpy Tommy Lee Jones, is the ultimate buddy cop movie.
I caught the second one in a hotel room.
Mm. That's not the best one.
No, it's not. First and third are pretty good.
First and third are really good.
Anyway, so number three on my list is probably Megamind.
Megamind? Now, okay. Here's the thing. I don't want to interrupt your list, but Monsters and Aliens. Monsters versus Aliens.
Do you think it was better than Megamind?
Yes.
Here's the sense of
Megamind
humor.
Megamind got so boring. It got pretty boring.
Really?
The build-up to...
Titan.
Yeah, the third act of the movie. Just his fine. It was predictable. It was where he's just a loner who wants to be loved. That's him. And I loved it. Will Ferrell's one of my favorite comedians besides Kevin Hart. But it was a little predictable. But I liked the movie. But compared to Monsters vs. Aliens,
did you see that new Kevin Hart movie? I think it has Bryan Cranston.
It was funny. It was very charming and funny.
I almost got a chance to see it with my improv troupe because sometimes comedy movies, like smaller ones, when they come out, they're like, "Hey, you're comedy people, come watch our movie and tell us that it's good." So I almost got to go to the
premiere. It makes you laugh and cry, which is really nice.
Yeah.
Really nice. Very few movies can do that.
Yeah. Number two is Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
That's so hard. I might put that. I remember a place. What did I have in number five? Do you remember?
You had your...
Spider-Man. I'm not replacing that with Spider-Man. This Spider-Verse. Yeah. It's an amazing movie. Good pick. Good.
Number one, rounding out my list, is the Lego Batman movie.
Okay. I hear you.
Super good.
I hear you.
Oh, I thought you said I hate that, and I'm like, what? No. You just said you liked it.
You lied to me. Anyways, if you had to do one that wasn't animated, you had to strictly.
Yeah, I was gonna say maybe I should make two separate lists.
See, that's
because
what
my
I
top
was,
three were all animated.
That's what I was forced. I had to segregate. Sorry, I had to segregate my two lists in animated and live action.
Infinity War was really good.
It was.
I haven't seen Endgame yet.
Maybe we save that. Maybe you'll update your list when you see Endgame, but what's your top five right now?
My top five non-animated?
Yeah, live action.
The original Superman.
You like the original Superman? There.
Yeah.
Really?
I really do. Just Christopher Reeve is so good of what Superman should be. Anyway, so number five, probably Justice League.
You like Justice League?
I did like Justice League. I really liked the Joss Whedon parts.
You realize it wasn't popular.
Yeah, I do.
Amongst the masses.
I know that is not the popular opinion. And I know that it would have been a lot better if it was all Joss Whedon.
That's fair.
Or even if it was all Zack Snyder.
Do you know the story behind
Zack Snyder?
Not directed.
Yeah, his daughter.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah.
His daughter committed suicide. So
yeah.
It's pretty depressing. Sorry, don't back to the movie.
Anyway, so Justice League followed up by... So Justice League is at number five. Number four, probably Infinity War.
Infinity War,
very
baller
good.
Show.
Yeah.
Where do you have Man of Steel, the first one? Did you see it?
I did, and I liked it.
I really liked it.
I grew up with the Christopher Reeves
That's fair.
Superman.
That's fair.
We owned all of them, and I would watch them all the time.
They're pretty even with me, but yeah, I see where you're coming from when you say that.
Yeah,
the original
and
movie.
So I didn't like how dark he was.
That's, well, Snyder, the guy who directed it is that kind of...
Yeah, Zack Snyder is just that kind of guy.
I don't know why they hired him or something, but they literally went the opposite of Marvel's route. Marvel went lighthearted and funny.
But that's why I like Shazam so much. Shazam has the brutal violence and, like, death of other DC movies, but then it also has the comedy. It has better comedy than Marvel movies.
The comedy was
gold. I'd say the comedy is on par with Thor Ragnarok.
I'd say that.
Which is the funniest Marvel movie?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that and the close second is Guardians of the Galaxy, but yeah.
Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy, though, all the jokes are, like, tuned down, weirdly enough. While Thor Ragnarok, Taika Waititi was like, I watched the first two Thor movies, and they freaking sucked! Why is he so mad?
Okay, so here's another... I don't know why I know these weird facts, but interesting story. After the first two Thors, Kenneth Branagh, who I thought was gay for the longest time, because my parents told me, but apparently he married Emma Thompson.
Yeah.
And
then divorced her later.
Then divorced her.
Yeah.
RIP. They would have been a cute couple, but...
And they were for a long time.
Have you seen Much Ado About Nothing?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good show. What's it called? He directed the first one, and it was quite awful.
Didn't he do the second one too?
No, someone else did the second one. Huh. I don't know the guy. But the third one, after the second one, Chris Hemsworth, the actor, went up to Marvel and said, Thor's too serious, okay? Doesn't mesh well with Captain America. So America is a serious one. So then we give birth to...
Taika Waititi.
Yes, Taika Waititi. And may I say, the MVP of that show, the real MVP, was Jeff Goldblum.
Very, very good. Okay, but did you see... Holy cow. Have you seen What We Do in the Shadows?
No.
It's Taika Waititi's first film and, like, his biggest, besides...
Ragnarok.
But it's a mockumentary.
On what?
Vampires.
Oh, please. Is it good?
Yes, it's so good. So very, very funny.
And
they made a TV show based off of it. Go check that out. Brings us into our third sponsor, What We Do in the Shadows on FX. Very funny show based off of a very funny movie. Check it out. We do not have the rights to the theme song, which is weird because they sponsored us. But
it's a rocky relationship.
It's a very good, very good show.
Did you know Joss Whedon? I have to say, on the topic of Joss Whedon, he made a TV show with Neil Patrick Harris. What was it called?
It's not a TV show.
It's a
musical.
It's a musical.
It's a musical blog. Yes, I've seen it.
It is pretty amazing.
Dr. Horrible sing along blog, not sponsored, but definitely go check it out.
Definitely worth it.
A little bit of a content warning. They do say penis.
We have to blur that out. But
yeah, I'll bleep it out. I'll bleep it out of mine. Ooh. I'll remember 31 minutes and 24 seconds in, I said penis. Dang it! Ah!
Okay,
31 minutes and 29 seconds, I said it again. It being...
Your third was...
What was my third? Third was Christopher Reeve's Superman, the original Superman movie.
Yes.
Or should it be Superman 2?
Superman 2 was amazing.
Shoot. I don't know. All the original Supermans, including, not 4, but including 3. A lot of people didn't like 3. Do you know what I'm talking about with Richard Pryor?
Richard Pryor, that was an okay show, but 4 was an abomination.
4 was not very good.
Not very good. Are you kidding? It was awful.
I don't know. I grew up with them. I really, really like them.
That's fair.
But I like the Richard Pryor one. I thought it was very funny in it.
Pryor, yeah, that's the spooky one. Let's get on to number 2.
And I like the Superman v Superman stuff. So all 3 original Christopher Reeve Supermans, not counting the 4th one, he's adopted.
We speak of that series like Indiana Jones. We don't count the 4th.
Yeah. Second, if I have to split it up into 2 spots, then it's gonna go Ragnarok, then Shazam.
Ooh, if you had to.
If I had to. Maybe it's just because Shazam is more fresh in my mind. But also, Shazam...
What, is that 2 and 1?
Yeah, so Ragnarok is 2, Shazam is number 1.
Interesting.
Because Shazam has that... I like how you're diddling with that, even though it's the empty one. He's playing with the guitar, broken guitar, missing a string, diddling with the thing. Anyway,
he is so right.
Shazam really balanced the dramatic and the comedic aspects really well.
And I think that's something if...
And holy cow, that was brutal.
What?
A little bit of spoiler warning. If you haven't seen Shazam, go see it before you see Endgame.
If you haven't seen
honestly,
it yet, you don't deserve to listen to this.
Give it a shot. Go see Shazam. That's their one warning. Spoiler warning.
Wait, skip
to like 35 minutes to miss the spoilers.
Wait, spoiler warning.
Holy cow, his mom doesn't love him.
That's true. That really hit a chord with me, actually.
Ooh, but your mom loves you.
Well,
so.
I mean, at time. You don't know me, true.
That's a good point, I guess.
It's a chord because I know of people like that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, so it's a little relatable.
Yeah.
And like for a movie that's supposed to be more family friendly, and
supposed to be more family friendly?
Because
when she touches the door and crumbles into ash, I was
I feel like DC took a lighthearted route and they went with Aquaman as super funny and super silly. Have you seen Aquaman?
I've not.
It's really funny.
I've heard that it was like. kind of funny, but more like cheesy action. Cheesy.
Now I hated the Power Rangers, but it was cheesy, and Aquaman was cheesy, but I didn't take it too seriously on my Power Rangers. Anyways, yes, his mother doesn't love him. Skip to 35:30.
Yeah, hang on. Let me just wait until 35 minutes exactly, and then I'll tell him to wait another 2 minutes or so. So anyone who just skipped to this point to miss the spoilers, we realize there's a lot more than a minute and 30 seconds to talk about the spoilers for this movie, so skip to like 38.
To be safe.
Just to be safe.
But yeah, his mother doesn't like it, and I thought they were going to be like the nice, warm family heart. Like, I knew the lady turns to ash, obviously.
Yeah.
But like, I thought she was going to love him. That just broke my heart.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know how I expected it to turn out. Because obviously he was going to go back to his family. I thought that maybe she would turn out to be dead.
Okay. But that would have been worse, ironically. Like, if he just found out she, like, kicked the bucket. But
What about the other twist about there being 6 Shazams?
That was...
5 and... 6? 6. 6 Shazams.
6 total, yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I was impartial. I don't really have a strong opinion.
I liked it. Okay, I saw it coming, though.
You saw it coming?
Yeah, because I was like, hang on a second. There are 7 seats at the table in the wizard's little place.
And there's 7 little kids.
No, there's actually only 6.
Including
Shazam. Yeah, including
Which means...
Black Adam.
Who will be played by...
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, which brings us to our 4th sponsor. Dwayne The Rock Johnson himself gave me $5 and said, go make a podcast, kid. So that's what I'm doing right now. Thanks you.
Dwayne's a great guy.
Let's talk about Dwayne Johnson for a second, because Dwayne is like the nerdiest name.
Dwayne is a, like, he's like,
Dwayne is a dweeb name.
Dwayne, like,
it sounds like dweeb.
Yeah, it dweeb. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if as a child he was bullied.
And,
like,
Dwayne Johnson is a standard last name. That's and then sense. Dwayne is a nerdy first name.
So when you get nerdy and standard.
And then he turned out to be one of the manliest men ever.
His dad was a wrestler and he played Canadian football. And then he became a baller action movie star.
Yeah.
But he's going to be in a new movie called Sean Hobbs with Jason Statham.
Yeah, his whole action movie career. I didn't really like Jumanji.
For those who are listening, I apologize on behalf of Truman Barnes for blasphemous statements.
I just felt like they were trying to undo the original with Robin Williams. Like, act like it never existed.
Well, to be fair, the original one is more of a cult classic, as in not a lot of people know about it.
Really?
No. I'm just, it's like the Truman Show.
What? Everyone knows about the Truman Show!
Did they know?
Yeah. Those of you who are unaware, the Truman Show is an assembly that I hosted based on a late night show. How do you like that, by the way?
Do you want the honest answer or the nice answer?
Honest.
I liked it. It was really nice.
What's the nice answer?
I loved it.
Okay. Yeah. What was your favorite part?
My favorite part. Well, my favorite part was you. I don't know. Let's go inside the mind of the host. Okay. We're with the man himself from the Truman Show. This is like talking to Jimmy Fallon, but Truman's more popular, obviously.
Yeah.
Truman, when you're interviewing these people, right? These guys are obviously nervous. They literally probably just came out to give announcements.
Yeah.
Right. Do you want to roast them? Are you looking to tease them?
A little bit, some of them, but they're obviously not, like, performers as much as I am. And some of them, like, are, like, literally dancers, but they're not, like, speaking performers, vocals. Which I very much am.
So grilling them on stage probably wouldn't be the best idea.
Yeah, and so all the stuff that we did, they insisted that it be heavily scripted.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, and that was not...
So it was only with Eric... that we were allowed to goof around a little.
Okay.
Because Eric and I, we vibe together so well.
You guys are vibers?
Yeah, we vibe.
Okay.
We vibe. Do you vibe?
I vibe.
Do you vibe? Can I borrow your jewel?
Don't vibe, kids. Stay in school.
Yeah. Oh, those of you who skipped forward to 38 minutes, we're not even talking about movies anymore.
You probably know that right now, though.
But yeah, so when we did, like, the whole birthday bit, That was improvised.
That was improvised because yeah. Shane is a genius.
I know. We didn't know that Shane. We didn't tell Shane that we were gonna invite
really?
Him back.
He had a killer wig on.
Yeah, but yeah, no, like so today's your birthday. Yeah, your 100th birthday. That's very cool. Happy birthday.
Was it really his birthday that day?
No.
And Shane just gave up.
Yeah.
Wow, well, he's giving him an F, so.
Yeah, yeah. Good times.
Good times.
His song was completely improvised. It was very well done.
What were we talking about?
So in Shazam.
Shazam.
No, what were we talking about before then? So yeah, Shazam's my number one. Yeah.
Okay. Now, we're gonna. Now, I don't know if you had a celebrity crush.
Yes, actually.
Who was your first celebrity crush?
First celebrity crush.
Girls.
Oh, that narrows it down. Well, so, honestly, I didn't have one. And then everyone was like, everyone has a celebrity crush, Truman. Shut up! Who is yours? So I was like, oh, okay. And I just turned to the first one. Actually speaking, my first real celebrity crush was probably Elsie Fisher.
Elsie Fisher.
Are you familiar?
Not off the top of my head.
She was in 8th grade.
Oh, now. Okay, yeah. Now, when did you come out with the celebrity crush?
From
the closet?
It was on Twitter. I followed her on Twitter because I liked her interviews from the movie.
You tweet?
Yeah, I do. I tweet. Follow me on Twitter, @doobieprincess42. Probably going to change that. Probably going to switch...
No, true. We're on the topic.
Twitter
handles. Why are you Doobie Princess 42?
So when I was in 8th grade, I was 7th grade. When I was in 7th grade, I wore this princess cape all the time, everywhere.
Now, what was your fascination with princesses?
It was a cape that said princess on it, and it was ironic. I was doing it ironically.
Oh, ironically. You weren't going through a phase.
No, I was actually just doing it ironically. I still have the cape. I wear it sometimes. Because it's funny, you know?
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Super princess, that's super cheesy. And Doobie is my nickname, because when my mom was pregnant with me, she asked my older brother what she thought we should name him, me. And he said, Doobie, short for Scooby Dooby Doo.
Okay. That's not the worst name in the world.
No.
People named Alfredo all
but
the time.
I thought that was very funny. Okay. Man, shoutouts to anyone named Alfredo.
Anyone named Alfredo.
We officially apologize, sorry. Which brings us to our fifth sponsor?
Fifth and
penultimate sponsor. We're going to have one more sponsor after this, but our penultimate sponsor has got to be...
got to make it a doozer. We had to work really hard for the sponsor, don't you agree?
Yeah, we did. Alfredo sauce. Every single person who ever makes Alfredo sauce... came to us and sponsored us.
Truman,
so that's everyone from Prego to Ragu to
Alfredo.
Alfredo to.
Actually, didn't you write a jingle for this?
I did write a jingle for it. Hang on, I got a name. I got to name a couple more. National Tomato Society and. What's the. No, he's a racer. He was a racer, then he died.
Lance Armstrong.
No.
True American hero.
No. Maybe he wasn't a racer. Maybe he was an actor. He was an actor.
Oh, Steve McQueen.
No.
Oh.
He makes tomato sauces.
Oh.
Spaghetti sauces.
Oh.
Noodle sauces.
Oh.
It's on the tip of my tongue. Can you read it?
I can't. Not from this part.
For those of you listening, I just stuck out my tongue and said, can you read it? Because I said it was on the tip of my tongue. Hilarious joke. Everyone laughed. What was the name? Anyone who knows the name, please shoot me a text. My phone number is 801-792-2943. Not going to repeat that. Rewind it if you want to know for sure.
If you're a stalker, you're going to have to rewind it to know. And now for the jingle.
Yes, yeah.
Uno, dos, tres.
Alfredo sauce, wherever it's from, whether it's from Ragu or that guy on the run. He wasn't a racer, he was an actor. He was in... What was he in? Come on. Was he in Crocodile Dundee?
Oh, that guy.
Was he?
The boy talks like this.
I mean, in that movie he
that
did.
That was me, by the way. Not the accent.
I know, yeah. I might have thought, whoa, Crocodile Dundee, is that you? Played by famous actor...
Gene Simmons.
No.
We have 15 minutes left. We better put some goodies on here.
Yeah, okay. Throw some goodies on here. Which may sound like a euphemism for something.
Our next.
That's because it is.
Our next segment is.
What were we talking about before?
Movies.
duh. Should this just be a movie podcast? Podcast is still going through an identity crisis, you guys. I know it's been going through an identity
crisis. Speaking of identity crisis, it's 2019. What's new in politics, Sherman?
Oh, Elsie Fisher.
Oh, yeah. Celebrity crushes.
Elsie Fisher, she on Twitter. Is like a very funny person on Twitter. And I liked her stuff in the interviews for eighth grade. So I followed her on Twitter. Very funny on Twitter.
How funny is she, Truman?
She's very funny.
Okay.
And she's just so real.
Really?
Like she's a real person. And most people's celebrity crushes are like people who are like 10 or 20 years older than them.
Well, I mean, Scarlett Johansson. It's pretty realistic. Okay.
All right. But yeah, Elsie Fisher is just so real and real funny. So Elsie Fisher, if you're listening, you're my first celebrity crush. Please don't make this weird. Or do if you feel like it. I don't know. What's up? I'm chill to hang out with.
He's a hunk, Elsie.
Yeah. Hey, Jesse, wingman me to Elsie Fisher. Take it away.
Elsie Fisher, I saw your movie Eighth Grade.
Yeah. Anyone listening to this, tweet this to Elsie Fisher.
I will tweet.
Don't do that. Actually, no. Do not do that.
Follow me at BYUBoys714. I have a lot of sports tweets and Game of Thrones tweets.
I'm probably going to change my Twitter handle to @inconclusionno. Because I realize that that's not taken on a lot of sites. So that's my Reddit. That's...
you have Reddit.
I think
Reddit.
That's my Instagram. But yeah, it's going to be my Twitter. I'm going to switch my Twitter and retweet all of my old tweets on my new Twitter.
Now, here's the... Can I hit you with an ethical question?
Right, sure. Guys?
Should we call Twitter? Twitter.
Well, so I took a philosophy class in ninth grade. And no, it should not.
It should
be called Twitter.
It's a hard no.
Yeah. Because do you... Twit on it, or do you tweet?
Ooh, twit or tweet.
You don't twit, you tweet.
I tweet. Do you twit?
Sometimes I'm a twit.
Do you know people who are twits?
Yeah.
But we all tweet.
Which brings us to our next topic of discussion, and actually our final sponsor for the night, Twitter.com.
Twitter.com. When you're feeling lonely and there's nowhere to go.
Go to Twitter.com. Twitter.com is not technically an official sponsor. Twitter, please reach out to us. Please sponsor us. I spend 4 to 6 hours a day on your website because I forget to close my phone after I open it on accident. So, anything else you want to say? Goodbye to the hundreds, if not millions of people listening.
Oh, wow. We jumped from hundreds to millions.
Okay. Yeah.
I really appreciate being on this show.
And any upcoming projects you want to plug?
I want to plug?
Yeah.
I'm working with, Catch My Band on Tour.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that the name of your band?
my band Catch. Is called On Tour. We're called Compass, North, East, West, South. There are four of us.
Oh, okay.
We're a boy band.
So there's four directions?
Yeah. Gospel music, I don't know. The fifth member is Jesus, and he is up. You go.
Okay, that's very cool. Do you have a song prepared? I think you do have a song prepared, and we'll cut to that now. 1 second. Wow, that was a great piece of music. Thank you very much for sharing that with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Yeah, because you work at Chick-fil-A. That's very cool.
One interesting question before we go. Do you find yourself saying my pleasure just randomly now?
Well, yeah, just like sometimes when I'm alone at night, I whisper it to myself. So it's pretty random, pretty kooky, pretty out of here.
Yeah, especially if it does alone, it is at night.
My pleasure. It helps give myself a little smirk.
You would, you can trim it.
Anyway, I have no idea if any of this will actually be able to listen to. Why not? I don't know how the audio quality is on this.
We can listen back to it, but I guarantee you the people listening to this now are excited for your next episode. Sir.
I thought you were going to say gay.
Oh, no, no.
But if you are, we love you anyways.
Good for you, okay? Yeah. The closet must have been small.
Is that a fat joke? We are not sure if any of the people listening to us right now are fat.
Or gay.
Yeah. If you are, I'm pretty sure that you're both of it. So thank you so much for listening. Hit us up on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook MySpace and...
SoundCloud.
Reddit and SoundCloud and...
We are SoundCloud rappers on the side.
We are, yeah. We're SoundCloud mumble rappers. We just mumble... SoundCloud.
So, Truman, any advice to the little boy sitting?
Yes.
Truman here is a ladies' man.
Yes, you little boy looking for love. Just go out and plant one on her.
Smack your spaghetti slurpers on one of them and just...
Spaghetti slurpers is not a euphemism for your fingers, which it sounds like it would be because you eat spaghetti with your hands. Yeah. It's a finger food.
It's a finger food.
It is. I've never used silverware once in my life. or toilet paper, actually.
Doctor's word.
I just use my hands.
Okay.
For food and for poop.
Yes, and that segment is saved for Truman's bit called Truman, the filter with no filter, about his personal life.
Yeah.
It's very special. You have to pay for that one.
You do. It costs extra. Please don't listen to this podcast. That should be the name of my podcast. I'm still working on a name. What the Heck, What the Heck, Oh, What the Heck, Oh, What the Crap, What the Heck, What the Heck.
Now,
if I remember correctly.
It's a beautiful name. I don't know if you should say
it. It's technically called the Improvised Title Podcast because every time I'm just going to make it up.
It's a beautiful name. And I have been manning this guitar.
For about 30 minutes now, at least.
About 30 minutes, and I would like you to send us off with a jingle.
Alrighty, so it's my turn. Would you hold my banana? You don't want to do that. Look at that. That is gross. And now my pants are as well. What time do you work tonight?
5:30.
Okay, I work at 6.
Truman.
That's in tune. this is going to be a short 3-minute song called This is the End of the Podcast. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Improvised Title Podcast. Jesse, give them a taste of what we can hear in the next episode.
We'll be tackling all your favorite subjects. Politics.
Math.
Hygiene. Dental hygiene.
More politics.
Personal hygiene.
Gay people.
Gay people. LGBTQAAIP.
What does the PP stand for?
P is pansexual.
People who are attracted to pens.
Exactly, and that's just a sneak peek.
See you next time.